Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Jolly throws the ball into Com, who tags McNair trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Cochran scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Tate and he is safe. McNair steals second. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing right field. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey juggles the ball. That's an error on Mahaffey. Com moves to second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Com moves to third. Tate moves to second. It's 10-1, Athletics. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Tate moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. It's 10-2, Athletics. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Tate scores. Hunfield moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-3, Athletics. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 10-6, Athletics. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-6, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 13-6, Athletics. Bob Wieland now pitching. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-9, Athletics. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wieland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-9, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Miller scores. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 17-9, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-4 in the game. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Tate and he is out, Com applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 17, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Bob Wieland. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Barnes moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Metzler moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 17, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.